When I was in my early 20s, I would regularly go to record stores back when there were record stores and flip through bins and just hunt and search and try to discover new works. And that's when I came across legendary Finnish composer Rautavaara's Cantus Arcticus, which is the concerto for birds and orchestra. I remember having a stack of CDs and listening to this music and just being immediately struck by its beauty and grandeur. I was so fascinated that he himself actually went into a bird preserve and recorded these birds chirping and singing, and then made that a part of his music. I was wondering, how is Mr. Rautavaara doing these days? Would he have any interest in writing a work for violin and orchestra? After the request was made, he immediately answered with yes. And this was when he was 85 years old. Almost soon after the agreement was in place, he sent me the music. I ran to my studio and was breathlessly just, I couldn't wait to play it. I just almost started shaking when I realized that it had very similar overtones from the Concerto for Birds and Orchestra. It wasn't until 2016 that I recorded it and premiered it as well, but I was so fortunate to meet with him in Helsinki before he passed and perform the piece for him. Immediately after I played it, he turned to me with a huge smile on his face and he said, "I wrote such a beautiful work." And I really could not agree more.
What was it like to actually to be there with him and playing it for him? What did that feel like?
It was just so amazing, to be in the room of the creator and to play such a deeply feeling piece that now sounds like an elegy to me, but it was so efficiently written, and there were no changes he wanted to make. I mean, which is really unusual because working with many different composers, their revisions upon revisions normally, when the piece is just not fully formulated in a composer's head when they hear it, it's always different than what they imagined. To Rautavaara, it was completely ready. It was just a full story right then and there. And I actually took the liberty to change the bowings throughout it, which really changes the phrasing within a piece. And I, kind of fearfully asked him if he was okay with it. And he just started laughing and he said, this is one area that always bothered him. And he really could never figure out the bowings for a violinist, and it was just so bugged him. And I just started laughing, like, wow, that is just so funny to hear that from his mouth.
That's such a great story. And now, what led you to pair that with the Szymanowski Violin Concerto?
After Chopin, I think Szymanowski was the most important Polish composer that is really undervalued and underplayed. It's just masterful in its color. Also, the Rautavaara and the Ravel, all three composers were master colorists. I think to show and feature this riotous color throughout was what my goal was. There's such a beautiful story throughout each work.
Thanks so much, Anne, for talking to me about the awesome new album.
Oh, thank you, Katie. Thank you.